Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Tad Drex and Kara Show. Big game coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new addition to the football watching party, and that's the Swifties.
Yeah, and a lot of people are hosting Swiftie-themed parties for the weekend. They have a special playlist curated, of course, Swiftie forward.
Right.
And then there's themed snacks and drinks like Death by a Thousand Cold Cuts charcuterie boards, Back to Decemberger's, Anti-Heroes.
Wait, slow down. Back to Decemberger's? Mm-hmm. I love
wow,
it.
That's
write
not a
that
stretch
down.
At all.
We'll make sure
know,
we
right?
highlight that. Write that down. If you're having a Super Bowl party that's Taylor Swift themed, Back to Decemberger's is now, for the win.
I know that like they'll do like silly prop bets like who's gonna win the coin toss and all mm-hmm. that. There's got to be some Taylor Swift, like will she wear a Travis Kelce jersey?
Yep, that's one of them. Also, will Taylor make it on time for kickoff, because you know she's coming from Japan? Will she be on camera during the game at least 6 times? Will Travis do her heart hands after scoring a touchdown?
So there's an actual there's list. Someone's curated this list.
Do you have any other creative names for beverages?
Oh yeah. So for drinks, there's 300 takeout coffees later, espresso martinis, bad Bloody Marys, champagne problems, mimosas.
Write it down. Get your number 2 Ticonderogas out here.
I'm surprised there's not a anti-Euro.
There was. I said that.
You already said it?
Oh,
yes.
Like a gyro? The gyro?
Yes.
The gyro? Whatever
yes.
they call it? How do they get that meat to hang on?
I'll show you later, Ted.
Scott and Roswell.
Stop, guys.
What?
It's too much. Like, this is a football game. Like, it's now become a dance party with Taylor Swift or whatever. Like, I just want to watch.
That just makes the football game even more fun for everyone.
Wait, hold on. Let's all realize that we just said it's a game, right? This is a game. It's entertainment, Scott. Like, it's not. This is. There's nothing at stake, really, dude.
For a lot of us, it's more than just a game. I mean, this is like the pinnacle of the year, and now it's become all about Taylor Swift. It's ridiculous. Like, I just want to watch football. I want to talk about football. I want to talk about the games, the teams, the players involved. Not about this singer that has nothing to do with it.
Kara, to your point that you made, like, finally, the Super Bowl is for
inclusive.
Everybody.
Because most of the time, we don't care about the game. Like, women don't really care about the game, but we love the halftime show. And now that Taylor's brought all of this love in, like, it's so cool.
Scott is worried that the hors d'oeuvre table is going to be turned into a bracelet-making station.
Oh, that's happening, too, with these parties.
It's one night a year. Do not ruin this.
You know, I've seen, like, a lot of women post on Facebook. Posts like, oh, you feel threatened by Taylor Swift and mm-hmm. stuff. I never felt that. You know, as many things as I've said, like that I definitely think that their mm-hmm. relationship with Travis Kelce is a publicity stunt. It's made a lot of money. It's not chauvinistic to say something like that, is it?
No, well, off of what you're saying too, Ted, like, I don't feel threatened. My guy group too, we're all like, nobody cares. Like, nobody feels like the sanctity or the purity of the NFL is getting diluted because of Taylor and her Swifties.
Well, obviously some people do. You just heard from Scott. Like,
I would say, yeah, not yet.
Where do those guys come from, though? Like, it's got to be
a
small
percentage.
I don't know,
but they should go away.
I'm going to a Super Bowl party at my friend Kevin's house, mm-hmm. and he made it clear to me. He goes, you coming over? He goes, I like to watch the game. I like to see every play.
Sure.
I like to watch the game. So I'm curious if there's anybody else that's sort of like hearing this and they're freaking out because they're like, wait a minute. I don't want to Swifticize my Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. I don't want all these other activities going on. It's not for everyone. Go to Home Goods or Marshall's or something. 404-741-0985. You want to join the conversation. The anti-hero in this case is Scott, who called in a couple of minutes ago and he said, whoa, all this Taylor Swift stuff. He just realized that Super Bowl parties are going to look a whole lot different this mm-hmm. year. We got a whole bunch of new NFL fans who are interested because of Taylor Swift. It's going to change the finally, some reason for everybody, football fans, non-football fans, everybody's going to be able to have fun at a Super Bowl party. But Scott's like,
I don't want everybody to have fun. I want to have my old Super Bowl stuff and just sit and watch the TV and just watch the game, bro.
My wife and daughter are listening on the way to school, and I got an email from my daughter, and she's like, can I watch the game with Scott?
Because
she doesn't like Taylor Swift, but she's not on board with it. She's an NFL purist. Like, she loves the Chiefs, loves Patrick Mahomes. She thinks that Taylor is distracting the Chiefs. So she's like, I'll watch the game with Scott, Daddy. I don't want anything to do with them.
Oh, my God.
See, you're right. I would feel differently if the Falcons or Patriots or a team I cared about was actually in this game, but they're not.
Right.
So, let's check the open mic. You can leave us a quick message. Just use the open mic on the B98.5 app.
Hey, guys. This is Eric over from Carrollton. Love y'all. The dude's being a little dramatic. We all know that the NFL games are scripted, just like WWE. So let everyone have their fun, and how about you calm down?
Oh, do you see what he dissed it?
Yeah, threw a little name.
I love it.
So what do you think? 404-741-0985 for or against the change of the Super Bowl party is now going to be a Super Bowl slash Swifty party.
I love Taylor Swift. Come on. She's made the NFL millions of dollars. I think it's great that little girls are getting into the sport.
Yeah, I think Scott's point is he's trying to focus on the game. He wants to pay attention to the plays, and he's got screaming kids running through the living room. Didn't have to deal with that in the past.
Hey, that's bonding. That's dad and daughter bonding. I see nothing wrong with it. If Travis and Taylor break up, I don't know what's going to happen to all these little 8-year-old girl fans, but
they're going to be crushed.
And then she'll write a song about it, and they'll all be singing along.
I appreciate the call. That was Kara checking in from Canton. Hello, this Kara.
Hello.
forget about all this. Let's get back to these awesome names for drinks and hors d'oeuvres.
Names.
Yeah, we got to post this to the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page. If you are throwing a Taylor Swift-themed Super Bowl party, these are awesome. The burger one was great. Back to Decemberger.
Back to Decemberger's. There's also Sparks Fry with seemingly ranch.
Oh, jeez.
There's Are You Bready For It rolls.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful.
Angie sent a message to the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page. Welcome to New York City Bagel Bites.
Oh, there was actually Welcome to New York Cheesecake for dessert. Was it?
And then there's a White Chocolate Karma Frappuccino.
Oh, my gosh. You got any more?
Oh,
you can do this all
tons.
Day as far as
really
I'm concerned. I'm all
illicit eclairs. You belong with Meat Lovers Pizza.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take two.
Wing of my heart.
You're having these hors d'oeuvres anyway. Why
exactly.
not write down the song
title? Totally.
So awesome. We'll post it again to the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page.
Do we have a favorite, though? Like, is it the Back to Decemberger, or is it You Belong to Meat Lovers Pizza?
Or is it the Bad Bloody Mary?
Or is the Anti-Heroes?
There's no right answer here, Drex. We have to embrace them all. Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page for the full list. Awesome. Scott has everybody fired up this morning. He called in a few minutes ago. He's worried that the Swifties are going to destroy the sanctity of football, ruin his football Super Bowl party. All the Swifties, he said, playing their silly games, making bracelets, turning this thing into a dance party. Oh, he wants to watch some football on Sunday.
Having fun, having a good time with everybody. Nobody wants to do that.
Any dad who has a daughter is in love with this moment.
For
it's
sure.
opened up their eyes, and maybe now they're interested in it.
Let's check the open mic real quick.
For all of you boo-hooers that just want to watch the football game, nobody's stopping you. Watch the football game, ignore everything else, and let the rest of the world have their fun. Get over it.
Yeah.
Love it. Finally, Taylor Swift is bringing new fans to the NFL. It should be celebrated, right? Well, Scott called in. He's in Roswell. He heard everybody talking about the exciting games that are going to be played, the prop bets, the themed snacks. Yeah. And he went crazy. He's like, no, don't ruin football.
Don't ruin precious football.
I'm still a primate.
Melissa and Paul Ground.
I'm pretty sure that having a hissy fit over other people enjoying themselves disqualifies him from being a grown man.
I say to Scott, dude, there's hopefully in your home more than one television. If there's not, yeah. they're on sale. Deep discounts this time of year.
And now, how many dads, Carrie, even your husband, we're hard of hearing. It's not, we're not even, you're not listening to you in the first place.
Some of these TVs actually have, like, I have a Roku TV that it will play through the Roku app in my headphones. So it'll play through my Perfect. iPhone. I can listen to everything on TV with madness going on around me.
Yeah, you can get special headphones just for any TV. We got some from my dad, who's deaf, that, like, because he blares the television at 110 decibels.
Well, we can all go in together and donate a TV to him if he needs one.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds, but mild today with a high of 66. Tomorrow's high 68 with scattered showers.
Yeah.
Flat out rain on Sunday. We'll be inside eating our Taylor Swift snacks. 47 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you what, just got ruined because of the TikTokers in just a second. But of course, it's all about the Super Bowl this weekend. Mm-hmm. There are going to be cool things happening all over town. But if you're not into the Super Bowl at all, ladies, speaking specifically to you, Galentine's Day brunches happening all weekend too. Definitely check out the Woodall in Atlanta. Absolutely delicious.
Mimosas at 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. On Super Bowl Sunday. Like, you think that's a good idea?
Well, my wife and daughter are going to a Galentine's Day party. They're like, we're going to be late. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to miss the first quarter. I was like, oh, shoot. No, don't.
The Lunar New Year Festival is also going on at Stone Mountain Park. Cool. I told you about the Atlanta Comic Con a few days ago, but there's lots of big stars in Atlanta this weekend, not just for that, but also for the SCAD TV Fest that's happening.
Oh, cool.
That's a really cool thing. It's their 12th annual event. And Pete Davidson is also in town testing out new material tonight and tomorrow night at Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross. So if you have a chance to get in on that, I checked for tickets last night and there's still a few available, but he was supposed to do a couple of big shows at the Fox just at New Year's, I think New Year's Eve, and canceled those. So who knows if he'll show up for these tonight. Now, when you find some incredible hack or perk out there, do you keep it to yourself and keep it like it's your precious, or do you clue everybody in and let them know?
Gives me content for my Instagram page, Kara.
Oh, see, you're the problem, Tad. Yeah, it's you. So kind of like that Chipotle hack a few years ago where you could get a huge meal for really cheap by just ordering one taco and then a bunch of extra sides to make a monster burrito. Well, there was a recent TikTok trend that clued people in on these incredible wedding cake samplers that Publix would put together for free. But after millions of people saw this little clip, there's been a policy change.
Update, Publix no longer gives out the wedding cake sampler platter. Yeah, that's because a couple of people brought it on here, got millions and millions of views. People started storming to their Publix to get these platters. Even though they weren't getting married, they created a lot of labor for the people who worked at Publix. So unsurprising to anyone with a brain, Publix has decided that they're no longer going to offer that for free. You all ruined it. This is why we can't have nice things.
This wasn't just a piece of cake.
It was like four or five different types of cake and then all of the different frostings and then some of the different things you could put, like layers on the inside, different fruits and jellies and whatnot.
The idea is that you were sampling these cakes because you were going to buy
one.
But I got my
wedding cake at Publix. It was the best thing that we served all weekend.
What are you going to do about it?
My Publix is in the same plaza as Costco. So if Publix isn't handing out samples, I know who is.
Oh my God.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds, but mild today with a high of 66. Scattered showers tomorrow, high of 68.
Wow.
And then rain on Sunday, 47 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
Usher's plans for putting a nice little Atlanta stamp on the halftime show this weekend. I'll tell you all about that in just a minute. But do you guys slow down or at least watch your speed in school zones?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
10 City of Atlanta ticketing cameras issued almost 42,000 citations in just 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And brought in $1.6 million. $1,000. So that's great for the city and the school system. Hopefully they'll do the right thing with that money and put it back into the schools. And
it's crazy with the technology. There are two things. Number one, why do cars go faster than 85 miles per hour? There's nowhere in the country where the speed limit is faster than 85 miles per hour.
I mean, there's no such thing as a speed limit on 285.
Right?
Like, it's survival NASCAR mode. Yeah.
Second thing, if you speed, the technology is advanced. They should just print out a ticket on your dashboard.
Right? And you can Venmo it right there and then just
exactly
keep going.
Yeah.
Press the button, be like, pay now.
Yeah.
So, Super Bowl is Sunday. Duh. Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the San Francisco 49ers, but our very own Usher is ready to put his stamp on the halftime stage. He says this is going to be a new beginning for his career and has had a hard time putting 30 years of music into just 15 minutes.
I was very mindful of my past, celebrating my present, which is here in Las Vegas, and thinking about where we're headed in the future. What songs do I feel people know me for? What songs have been a celebration of all of the journey of what life and love and emotion has been offered in my music?
Well, he's lucky because the normal halftime performance is 13 minutes. He's getting 15.
He's going for full 15. Yeah.
Important. The extra 2 minutes.
Is that really?
All the performances are 13 minutes. He fought and got an extra 2 minutes. I don't know what the situation was, but it's a big deal.
Should I complain, do you think?
But well, I mean, in 2 minutes, he could probably fit 6 songs into that.
But I do like you could, on behalf of Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, it's not fair to the people.
Where's
of the
their
past
2 minutes?
It's not fair to the marching bands that back in the 80s used to perform on the field.
I miss the marching bands.
Forget about Beyonce.
Well, it was funny because they were like, gosh, these marching bands really suck. We should change things up. And then the next year, they had Michael Jackson. All right, we fixed it.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture.
Can you beat her?
It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Amber in Covington.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ready to try to take Kara's money?
We're going to try it. I'm here with my daughter, Audrey, too. So.
Nice. All right. Give Kara the boot if you could. We'll let Audrey do that.
See, Kara.
I'm out of here, Amber and Audrey. Good luck.
She's super nervous. Yeah.
And listen, Audrey, it would be refreshing for you to actually help your mom. Usually kids are in the car. They're just sitting back there while their parents lose.
Yeah, drinking Prime. Yeah.
Right.
So let's heads up here. Kara's out of the studio. We're going to ask you 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back and ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She has to pay you $100. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Question number one, Drew Carey says he's feeling great after losing 80 pounds. Drew is the host of what game show?
The Price is Right.
Audrey, right out of the gate. Question two, Big Bang Theory star Johnny Galecki surprised fans when he announced he secretly got married and welcomed a son. Who was his character's roommate on Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon? Was it Sheldon?
Number three, 250 million pounds of avocados are expected to be used on Super Bowl Sunday to make what popular dip?
Guacamole.
Number four, Martha Stewart was proud to admit she uses Botox and filler. What now-defunct retailer was the first to sell Martha's home goods line? Now-defunct.
Sears?
I'm thinking there's 2 possibilities.
Yeah, there's 2 possibilities.
What's the other possibility?
Walmart.
Nope, that's not defunct.
Nope.
I like where you're going with the Mart part.
Mart. Kmart?
Wow, you're in trouble for that one, Jeff.
Kara's going to mart her.
Yeah.
I mean, like silver platter. I think the silver platter was actually part of her home goods line.
All you did was not say K.
Number 5. Pieces of the Eiffel Tower are going to be infused into the Olympic medals for the Summer Games in Paris later this year. What city hosts the 2028 Games?
Oh, gosh. I'll just say Barcelona.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
Wasn't even close, though. All right, but Amber and Audrey got those first 4 right, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, remarkably. Wow. All right, Kara's making her way back in, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number 1, Drew Carey is the host of what game show?
The Price is Right.
That's what Amber said. Actually, Audrey said it 1-1.
Question 2, Johnny Galecki's character's roommates on Big Bang Theory?
Sheldon?
Is the right answer. Amber said that. 2-2.
Question 3. What dip do you make out of avocados?
Guacamole.
All right. Knotted up at 3.
Question four. What now defunct retailer was the first to sell Martha Stewart's home goods line?
Was it Kmart?
Gosh, Amber and Audrey and Covington pulled that out of nowhere. Right. Wow, you guys got it right, too. We're knotted up at four.
Question five. What city hosts the 2028 Summer Games?
Is it L.A.?
Amber and Audrey said Barcelona. The answer is Los Angeles,
California. I tried to throw Kara by saying 20. Like, I thought
you,
she would
it was quick.
Say Paris.
Yeah. All right.
We tried. Good job,
so sharp, Amber. Sharp as attack.
5-4, Amber and Audrey in Covington. You guys smarter than Kara.
We are not.
Kara, new record, 1,676 wins, 51 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Amber and Audrey.
It's all good.
I love that you guys teamed up and Audrey put down the Minecraft or whatever
sure,
the heck
they do that for sure.
For 5 minutes. That was awesome. No cash, but you get those tickets to see Usher October 17th, State Farm Arena. The tickets go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Say bye,
thank
Audrey.
You.
Bye. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. If you wanted more of those Usher tickets, we're giving away all weekend. Your first chance to win in the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow morning. It's B98.5.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10. You goofed.
And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Danielle, you need to ask your husband's uncle to forgive you.
We can't go to his Super Bowl party.
Why can't you make it to his Super Bowl party?
We have COVID, actually. So,
how are you doing with it?
It's been totally fine. We're doing fine. We just don't want to get everyone sick, trying to be responsible. So.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. So this is your husband's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't he understand your situation?
You don't know Cliff. I'd rather just not get into it. So.
But you said this is your husband's uncle. Why isn't your husband handling this, Danielle?
He does not want to have any part of this conversation.
Did you not listen to what she said? You don't know Cliff.
Yes, it'll be much easier if you guys call him. And, you know, I just feel like he won't ask questions. He won't dig too deeply if you guys just lay this on
okay,
him.
Okay.
So your whole family has it?
COVID? Yes. Yeah, we all have it, and we're just trying to save the house.
Well, this sounds like an easy task.
Yeah.
You don't know this guy. Trust me. So you not need to get into it.
Right. Is his name Cliff or Bruno? Because Bruno's the uncle, too, in the situation.
We don't talk about Cliff.
No.
We'll get Cliff on the phone and let him know your whole house has COVID, so you won't be able to make it to his Super Bowl party.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Danielle needs our help letting her husband's uncle know that she and her family are not going to be able to attend his annual Super Bowl party this year because they all have COVID. We asked Danielle, why are we involved? She says, quote, you don't know Cliff. Danielle, Cliff's not going to know you're on the line. Let us talk to him for just a minute.
Hello.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
Am I on the radio right now?
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's cool.
We heard you had a cool Super Bowl party planned for this weekend.
I was going to be having a Super Bowl party, but I got to cancel because, I was going to start calling the family and then friends today.
You guys don't have COVID, do you?
So stupid going through the house.
Oh,
so.
No.
This is crazy because this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and your nephew's wife, Danielle, is on with us.
I'm so sorry you have COVID, too.
What do you mean, two? You have it?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe next year.
Yeah, she was calling because she was saying that they're not going to be able to make it to your party because they have the Omicron as well.
Yeah.
So everybody's sick.
Wait a minute. This is actually pretty cool. Why don't you come over anyway, and we'll just do a party
you guys need time to recover, and so do we, you know, let's take our separate time.
Is this like chicken pox? Can this happen? Like, if somebody has COVID and you have COVID, you can still hang out?
Yeah, everybody has COVID, so it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, look, I feel fine. Aunt Kathy, she's got a little cough, but we're not going to get sick or... This is perfect.
You know what? We're still just going to cancel, Cliff. We still need to cancel.
Well, wait a minute, Danielle. The whole issue is that you had COVID and you weren't going to be able to go to the party, but now if everybody has COVID...
Okay, we don't actually have COVID.
What?
You don't have COVID, Danielle. You told us that was the reason you couldn't go to the party.
I really just don't... I don't want to miss the halftime show this year, okay? I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm sorry that you guys have COVID.
Why would you have to miss the halftime show?
Cliff likes to throw his own halftime show, which I love, Cliff, but...
Wait. Cliff, you throw a halftime show of your own? Do you hire Snoop Dogg to come perform in your living room?
It's kind of been an annual thing, I play a little guitar. I usually have a Super Bowl costume. It's like, look, you guys know that the Super Bowl, the halftime show is usually pretty lame. So I turn the TV down and
The halftime show, they spend millions of dollars. It's the spectacle of the year.
I kind of rock out and it's pretty rad.
But Cliff, the problem is this year, the Super Bowl halftime show is not going to be lame.
Right.
I mean, I have COVID, but I do have a doctor's appointment.
Oh, really?
So, Cliff, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Danielle doesn't have COVID, and you do. So it wouldn't be safe for them to come over to your house after all.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can watch it on the computer. I usually do a live stream of the whole thing, so which is pretty rad.
You're going to do a live stream of your halftime performance.
Oh, did anybody think Cliff didn't have his own YouTube channel? Click here to subscribe.
I would ask for the link, but nobody wants that.
I was actually just about to offer it up. Why don't I give it to you?
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.